Unit 12. Mummy Dust.
Today we are going to look at some aspects of life, or perhaps it would be more correct to say death, in ancient Egypt. Egypt has always fascinated ordinary people, as well as scholars engaged in the serious study of the past. To most of us, it's a land of mystery and magic. In particular, the custom of preserving the bodies of important people, especially of kings and queens, has quite a hold on the popular imagination. How many thrillers and horror films are based on the idea of finding a mummy in the secret tomb of a lost king, who, in the case of horror movies, usually comes to life again? In earlier times, the subject exerted a more sinister fascination. So-called mummy dust, the powdered remains of dead Egyptians, was thought to be an essential ingredient in many magical spells and medical remedies, a case of the cure being worse than the disease. This, of course, led to a great demand for mummies both inside and outside Egypt, and even to an industry of making false mummies to sell to unsuspecting foreigners. This continued well into the 19th century. Even when, at that time, tighter controls were exerted by the Egyptian authorities, many mummies were still sold on the black market, and even some of the mummies that were acquired for museums for scientific purposes were bought clandestinely. These days, archaeologists and anthropologists have more moral scruples about the way they treat the dead, even those who have been dead for thousands of years. That's one reason why, even though new techniques of analysis can reveal fascinating information, there's some hesitation about carrying out autopsies on too many mummies in an indiscriminate way. Besides the ethical question, there is the practical one that any analysis must involve at least some degree of destruction. The studies that have been made in recent years have therefore, for the most part, been of mummies which were already in a poor state of preservation, and the investigators have tried to do the minimum damage possible, taking only tiny samples of tissue for analysis, or using non-destructive means of study, such as X-rays. At the end of each study, it's now customary to restore the mummy to a state of decent burial. In this way, the scientists involved have tried to satisfy both their curiosity and their consciences. In a moment, I'm going to ask Dr. Albert Simons, a noted expert on Egyptian archaeology, to give us an overview of some recent studies and what they've revealed.